This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. At least so far. This is Lock and Load. Just so you know, there's a new website going up for the show. And I just found out that I can talk to some people that will help me get a better live player on the website, and with the possibility of a video feed again. I don't know why anybody wants that, but there are some that do. And I'm going to go and do that tonight, but it's going to be during the third hour. So what they're going to do is they're going to take this hour, and we're going to replay it in the third hour, because that'll be the freshest stuff we've got. Right here in the chat room, every Republican in the U.S. House Judiciary is a co-sponsor of H.R. 38, except for Jim Sensenbrenner, also from Wisconsin, but Paul Ryan and Steve Scalise are not co-sponsors. Peter King and Daniel Donovan from New York are not co-sponsors. The only one that I would give any excuse to would have to be Scalise, because he only just got back since he's been gone since June. But he's also part of the leadership. He's the House Whip. So that's good to know. Ryan should be on board with that. Sensenbrenner. Oh, well. So I guess that means that. Does that mean it's going to move forward in the House Judiciary Committee? That would be my question. Here's a more plain question. Are we getting through to you, GOP establishment? Has the pain that we militant normals are dealing to you, is it performing the vital task of being the teacher of last resort? It's really, you know, it didn't have to come to this. It's really too bad that we had a bunch of very capable individuals in place, and we're having to teach you that we're serious about nuking business as usual. We tried being nice, and that was with the Tea Party, and you and the establishment trashed it. So next step is moderately mean, but it could get meaner. Enter Luther Strange, the collateral damage guy. He's a nice enough guy, even if his name makes him sound like he ought to be lurking in a volcano lair plotting some sort of, you know, scheme against the Avengers. But he's also Mitch McConnell's guy. And this was not a diss of Donald Trump. Trumpism actually is beyond Trump now. The base wanted to teach the elderly mutant establishment turtle and those aligned with him a lesson. So they went with Roy Moore, the judge, who is a super colorful personality. And because Roy Moore constitutes a giant middle finger to the crowd that failed to summon up the cojones to repeal Obamacare, yet found endless investigations of Russia. Okay, it's just some ads on Facebook, but we're still going with treason and amnesty for middle-aged dreamers. Muy simpático. You almost feel sorry for Mitch because he's dealing with sanctimonious crones like Susan Collins and liars like John McCain. But then you realize that the only way he manifests his frustration at their slimy duplicity is that purse-lipped tortoise frown of his. Do the rhinos face any consequence for defying him? Does Mitch ever play hardball with them? Who's afraid of him? Nobody. They laugh at him, and he chooses to do nothing. And that's fine. If he won't lay down the iron discipline on his apostates, we'll just burn the heretics ourselves. Luther Strange would have been just fine as a senator, but the people of Alabama decided he was more useful as a figurative head mounted on a figurative pike on the figurative castle gate. Sorry, Luther, you'll go down in history as a pleasant but expendable cautionary example. Some of the ones who are lame are getting the message. Some of those half-steppers are already bailing before they crash into the mountain. Enter Bob Corker, the noted Iran agreement enabler, ditch his safe Tennessee Senate seat because he decided now that, you know, he needs to spend more time with his family. Was it because he believes in only serving two terms? Did Chet the Unicorn recommend that? More likely, he saw the writing on the wall. In Pennsylvania, GOP squish Charlie Dent took one look at how his Trump-centric constituents voted and decided that this was an opportune time not to be humiliated in the primary, or, as he said, to pursue other opportunities. He's widely expected to be replaced by Scott Uhlinger, a veteran who's also a former CIA guy, not the Moby McMullen kind of Weasley former CIA guy. He's the kind of ex-agent who's not an insufferable, preening, moderate doofus. He's a very hardcore conservative who gets that his blue-collar constituents are tired of being treated like dirt by the GOP. And that makes him an establishment nightmare. And Uhlinger's is also a message. Roy Moore is a message. And guess what? There's more messages coming in 2018. Are you listening? Can you hear us, the normal people now, GOP establishment? We're serious. The ritual sacrifice of Eric Cantor was not a fluke. The election of Donald Trump was not a fluke. None of this is a fluke. We mean it. We want change, and if you won't give it to us, we'll fire you and elect someone who's going to give us the change we want. And we get the downside. That seat in Tennessee was safe, and driving Corker out might put it at risk. But that's, you know, sometimes you got to pull a Mel Gibson in ransom move. We win big or lose it all, and we're just going to roll them bones. Primarying incumbents is a high-stakes play. But it's only the country that's at stake after all. So we face an enemy that hates us, that wants us suppressed and silenced, that will do everything it can to take our first, second, and every other American right from us, condemn us to a future of baking liberals' cakes and fearing that we might be jailed for using the wrong pronoun. And there's a real threat to the United States continuing as we know it. We see it. Do you see it? You Republicans are too weak and cowardly to fight, then we lose it all, and we know it. And we're woke. Ask one of your little millennial interns what that means. And you're electorally expendable. You don't need to ask anyone what that means. If you're not afraid for your job, you should be. And we know the risk. But then haven't you proven that the risks are overhyped? So we're risking our majority. What good is it doing us right now? We've got the Maine Pain and the Arizona Blue Falcon. They've already demonstrated that their sole motivation is to nip at Trump's ankles. Their constituents and their promises be damned. And it's pretty clear that they're stepping up to defeat Obamacare's repeal, provided cover for other spineless GOP invertebrates who now get to pretend they don't have their blades aimed squarely at our spines. And you think if we get another SCOTUS pick, and he doesn't see those baby-killing penumbras and emanations in the Constitution, Planned Parenthood pals like Eskimo Cow Pie Linda Murkowski won't vote against confirmation. There's always a risk of electing a freak show. And the fussy Frito-cons are right about that for once. And let's face it, if Roy Moore doesn't watch it, he has the potential to become a giant nutty anchor around the GOP's neck next year. Assuming he doesn't manage to lose the general thanks to some sort of unknown female biological insight or some other insane gaffe. If he doesn't get that, for every lying media hack with a mic is going to be following him around waiting for the outrage du jour. But looking at what's going on right now, looking at your inability to do anything when you have all this power, all of this wherewithal that we gifted you, we don't have anything to lose now, because we're in it for the country. So, can you hear us now, GOP establishment? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, for those of you that pay attention to what's going on right now, you can add to speeding trucks, knives, hammers, AKs, bombs. You can now add acid. Islamic terrorists have now added throwing acid in the faces of infidels in the UK and Europe to their arsenal of weapons to be used against Western civilization. On a recent Sunday morning, four female American tourists in Marseille, France, were victims of such an attack. And this trend is largely unreported here, which that's not a surprise. At least a dozen innocent people are murdered in a single incident, and that's not even news anymore. This is just the new normal. However, it is happening often enough for the Royal Medical Society of the UK to issue guidance to victims of these attacks. Governments are wringing their hands, but not doing very much else outside of bolstering their own protective details. And that's not a surprise either. As a matter of fact, most of these guys that are doing most of this stuff are known. And they're allowed to move around freely. As if they're, you know, they're just regular old people. But the average common person, of course, doesn't rate a taxpayer-funded protective detail. So, here's some advice for you. Okay? Number one, foreign travel to the UK and Europe are not recommended, particularly to popular tourist destinations, religious sites, and other tourist attractions, popular tourist hotels, and restaurants. And to that list, you can add Africa, particularly West Africa, South America, Mexico, all the Mideast, and most of Asia. Very dangerous world out there. Number two, even domestically, stay away from any kind of political event, speech, dinner, rally, political party headquarters, march, demonstration. And to that list, add sporting events, rock concerts, downtown entertainment districts, and low-rent districts. Those are all targets. High-value targets. Number three, in general, stay out of major metro areas, particularly those with ongoing high racial tension, which includes just about, I don't know, all of them. Number four, stay well away from violent demonstrations and riots. Don't get anywhere near them. If you hear that, you know, somewhere where you are in your locale is going to have one, don't let your curiosity get the better of you, because these things are completely unpredictable. You don't want to be surrounded by this. Number five, stay away from bad weather. And while you're at it, stay highly mobile. Be prepared to change travel plans instantly. Number six, travel well prepared with a trauma kit, cash, credit card, cell phone, OC, tactical flashlight, blades, and if you can, guns and ammunition. Number seven, wear protective glasses. I would add to that earbuds, you know, like earplugs. You haven't lived till you've been in a downtown area where everything's where you got a lot of reverb happening when the gunshot's going off. You won't like it. Now, I would suggest taking the kind that's electronic, which dampens only the big sounds versus the little sounds, because you're going to want to be able to hear. But take protective glasses and take some sort of ear pro with you. For those of you who have ever seen the movie Dune, Patrick Stewart played a character there named Gurney Halleck. And those of you getting ready to travel that are thinking, well, you know, I'm not really going to be in the mood to get into some sort of fight stuff. From that movie, what has mood to do with it? You fight when the necessity arises, no matter your mood. Mood is a thing for cattle or making love or playing the balisette. It is not for fighting. It's not one of them things. It is not one of those things. So, bear that in mind as you go about your day wherever you're going. Right now, some of the players in the NFL who are out there pushing the Black Lives Matter thing, they're sounding off about fans getting mad at them for kneeling during the anthem. And what they're saying is interesting. They're saying don't come to the game. And that's the message of a couple of the Tennessee Titans star players have for and any outraged fans threatening to turn their back on the team. Let's see. What's this guy's name? Delanie Walker, Titans tight end. He said, first off, I'm going to say this. We're not disrespecting the military, the men and women who serve in the Army. That's not what it's all about. If you look at it, at most of the guys in here, I've been at the USO. I support the troops. This is not about that. It's about equal rights, and that's all everyone is trying to show. Is that we all care about each other. And the fans that don't want to come to the game, I mean, okay, bye. I mean, if you feel that's something that we're disrespecting you, don't come to the game. You don't have to. No one's telling you to come to the game. It's your freedom of choice to do that. I would, you know, to play in the NFL, I would think that it probably takes a whole lot of arrogance and confidence to do it. But this protest about free speech is a little one-sided. Because what he's saying is, we're going to have our free speech, and if you don't like what we're doing, well, we don't want to hear your free speech. We don't want to hear what you have to say. If he actually believes, well, coming from cornerback Logan Ryan, he echoed that. And if he actually believes that everyone's opinion is equal, he hasn't read much about this controversy. In fact, beyond the free speech aspect of the protest, there's an insidious campaign to delegitimize opposition to the protest, portraying the opposition as people who back Trump or are garden variety racists. Trump expressed an opinion of what owners should have done with protesting players. Nowhere in his rant did he suggest that the players don't have a right to protest. The players themselves, they seem to believe that not only do they have a right to protest, but no one should criticize them for it, and if anyone does, he's lower than nothing. And their defense that they're not dissing the flag or the military is ludicrous. They've been told in no uncertain terms by millions of people that they are. And they refuse to acknowledge their insult to the flag and to other Americans. And if they want equality, maybe they should acknowledge that those who oppose them have that equal right to the stage without being smeared for their trouble. I'm real interested to see how far this little dynamic goes on, but I long for the day, for the 60s and the 70s from the NFL. If I could just go back to the 60s and the 70s, I could watch all the NFL games I wanted to. Now I just don't want to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Do you remember last night when I was telling you that the people that try to pass laws about your rights, specifically about gun rights, have no idea what they're talking about? Just to set that stage for you, just to make sure that you fully understand that which I am speaking of, allow me to give to you the 10 most idiotic anti-gun quotes uttered by an elected official. Please have your aspirin standing by. Number 10. Well, you know, my shotgun will do better for you than your AR-15 because you want to keep someone away from your house. Just fire the shotgun through the door. That coming from double-barreled shotgun Joe Biden when he was the vice president. One heartbeat away, yo. And I'm sure he had other ones. Just go Google Joe Biden stupid anti-gun quotes and see for yourself. His statement was in regards to when they were trying to, they were really pushing for the AR-15 ban after Sandy Hook. And this is also during a Field & Stream interview. And if you hear someone making noise at your front door, just fire a shotgun blast or two through the door. You'll either discourage a home invasion or kill the pizza delivery guy. Number 9. Some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you can't shoot the deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you would cook it at the same time. This coming from an outrageous waste of skin named Patricia Eddington, former Democrat New York Assemblywoman. She apparently thought scientists had invented heat-seeking bullets that would be able to alter course and find their human target no matter where you aim. If you ignore her obvious misunderstanding of the Second Amendment, because it's not about deer hunting, that's almost as ridiculous as her assertion that you can cook a deer with the same bullet that brings it down. It's heat-seeking, but it's incendiary. That would truly be a great invention to see that. Any of you reloaders out there that can do that, let me know how that works out. Number 8, this is a ghost gun. This right here has the ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse about 30 bullets within a half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second. That coming from California Democrat State Senator Kevin DeLeon. That was just a little part of his long and rambling diatribe, in which he does his best to discuss weapons that would fall under the home manufactured gun ban legislation that he was introducing at the time. His press conference, that particular one, has been roundly ridiculed and lampooned for his semi-coherent and wildly inaccurate characterization of the weapon he displays. Since then, he's become the paradigm of the ill-informed, reactionary, and silly anti-gun politician. Coming from Louise Slaughter, she was a New York Democrat, Representative Louise Slaughter. Second Amendment only protects people who want all the guns they can have. The rest of us, we've got no Second Amendment. What are we supposed to do? She still serves, and she is the oldest serving U.S. Congresswoman. And you would think somebody was at a certain age would be out there saying, well, maybe you would understand the Bill of Rights as it applies to all Americans. She has been in Congress in the House of Representatives for 13 terms. And then she made this head-scratching comment during an interview wherein she essentially blamed the Second Amendment for violent crime and also declared that lawmakers do the same thing with guns that we do with drugs. We who? Yeah, Louise, let's just throw out that old Constitution out the window. After all, we'll see how well the war on drugs, you know, we see how well that's been going. It's truly a wonder that this foolish woman keeps getting reelected time after time after time. Diane DeGette, Colorado Democrat, Representative Diane DeGette. What's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have these now, they're going to shoot them. So if we ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available. I don't see. I'm confused whether she is completely ignorant or just totally stupid. Maybe she is ignorantly stupid. I don't know where to put her on this one. She apparently believes that magazines, or magazine clips as she calls them, are the same as bullets, and that there's a finite supply of those bullets. I could almost feel sorry for her because she's completely ignorant of how these things work or anything to do with them. But this is a politician who is sponsoring and supporting legislation that affects everybody in Colorado. So I don't think it's too much to demand that these foolish people at least understand the basic function and operation of that which they are passing laws on, do you? Michael Bloomberg. Well, if it can fire a lot of bullets at very quickly, that's a good definition. And then you can argue what a lot is. Okay, let's say 3. If you haven't hit the deer with 3 shots, you're a pretty lousy shot. And the deer deserves to get away. This was in an interview with he was replying to questions posed by Cynthia McFadden during an ABC News interview. After clarifying that a lot of bullets means 3, he went on to confuse fully automatic with semi-automatic firearms, then pivoted to 30 and 20 and 10 round magazines as defining a so-called assault rifle. I don't know if he actually knows how these things work, but you would think he does with all those baby Hueys guarding him. Terry McAuliffe, we lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. You know, when he was parachuting into Virginia, he must have jumped out of a plane that was high up, and he got apoxia, whatever. He got some sort of oxia, and it's messed up his brain. Carolyn McCarthy, it's the shoulder thing that goes up. This was in response to a 2007 interview with Tucker Carlson, talking about the shroud. Number two, we have federal regulations and state laws that prohibit hunting ducks with more than 3 rounds, and yet it's legal to hunt humans with 15-round, 30-round, and even 150-round magazines. That coming from Diane Fine Frankenstein. Is the purge happening in California, and I don't know about it? I mean, I would love to know. That'd be something to go see. Legal to hunt humans. She made her hyperbolic comment, supposedly alleging that hunting humans is legal and has fewer restrictions than hunting ducks during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on gun control. She should have been laughed out of the room, but some people see Feinstein as a champion for sound policy. She also infamously said in 1994, in referring to the federal assault weapons ban at the time, that if she could, she would have banned them all guns. Number one, it is easier for a 12 or 13-year-old to purchase a gun and cheaper than it is for them to buy a book. Barack Obama. And finally, we come to the number one most absurd anti-gun quote ever uttered by a politician. Obama's claim in 2016 that it's easier, cheaper for kids to buy a gun than it is for them to buy a book. He was an anti-gun president, and he also apparently was an idiot if he thought he was going to tell people, well, that kids can go legally buy guns. They can't go legally buy guns. They simply cannot. He was never challenged on this for his outlandish lie, and that particular silly quote was no different than any of the other ones, but hey, Barack Obama. These are the people that are out there wanting to take these things from you, take guns away from you, and they don't even understand the very basic rudimentary aspect of the way these things operate. And yet they're telling everybody who doesn't know what they don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Lock and Load. In the Possessed, Dostoevsky had a character called Shatov. And this character exclaimed, "If a great people do not believe that the truth is only to be found in itself alone, if it does not believe that it alone is fit and destined to raise up and save all the rest by its truth, it would at once sink into being ethnographical material and not a great people." To put that another way, if a nation has confidence in itself, it continues as a viable political entity. But once it loses that, it lacks cohesion, and then it just becomes a collection of random people that happen to live in the same general space. In the 19th century, the British people believed in themselves. They had that empire. They embraced the need, the duty, to bring democracy, Christianity, and the British way of life to the entire world. And no one doubted their heaven-sent mandate to do so. So much so that Britain almost single-handedly assumed the mission of ending the slave trade. As much as one-sixth of the Royal Navy was eventually assigned to this task, patrolling the Atlantic, and eventually freeing in the process 150,000 African slaves. In Zanzibar, the ancient Muslim slave market was closed and an Anglican church erected on the spot, with the slave whipping post being exchanged for that of an altar. Truth and justice and righteousness had prevailed, thanks to British arms. In another part of Africa, David Livingstone, after observing an Arab slave raid on an African village, devoted himself to the crusade, and there's no better term for it, against the traffic, becoming an English hero for doing so. In India, the thug cult of stranglers was suppressed by General Charles Napier. He wrote, "This burning of widows is your custom. Prepare the funeral pile. But my nation also has a custom. When men burn women alive, we hang them and we confiscate all their property. My carpenters shall therefore erect gibbets on which to hang all concerned when the widow is consumed. Let us all act according to national custom." A Fast forward to now, to America of the 21st century. A U.S. Army soldier hears the screaming of young boys as they are being sexually abused by Afghan police. They say at night you can hear them screaming, but we're not allowed to do anything about it. His superior officers, according to the account, told him to look the other way because it's their culture. But it's not an American custom. But America no longer believes that it has any right to intervene. All cultures are alike, we've been told. So no one is better than any other, not even our own. We have lost our moral confidence. And if you want to destroy a nation, you find a way to denigrate its belief in itself. You smear the founders. You belittle the accomplishments. You pillory it for failing to live up to its ideals. You mock its most sacred traditions. You deride the heroes. And in the end, you will no longer have a nation, but only a collection of tribes who occupy the same space but share no common concepts. And there's nothing to unify them. So, in other words, you will be able to pinpoint that country with geographical data, but you will not find a national people. You could argue that Britain ceased to be a nation when to be British no longer referred to a shared set of cultural beliefs. Today we could basically speak of the British Isles. America, too, now has headed down the long path to cultural oblivion. Being American used to mean mom, apple pie, Sunday school, fair play, democracy, equality, decency, baseball, Chevrolet. Who's there going to be left who retains the moral confidence that's going to be necessary to be an American in that old sense once our political and academic leaders have finished their job of wrecking the past? Who? Moving on, it's now clear that the Republicans are incapable of giving us a free market on health insurance. So it continues to be illegal in America to buy health insurance that doesn't cover shrinks, domestic violence counseling, and HIV screening. And it perhaps always is going to be. But there's still other good things Republicans could do. They could request a Congressional Budget Office score of Obamacare. The GOP's various replacement bills have been pilloried over their CBO scorings, showing that if given a choice, up to 20 million Americans would voluntarily choose not to buy health insurance in the year 2026. Isn't that horrible? Just, hey, you know, I don't think I want to buy no health insurance. I'm only like 20. Do you remember how the Democrats scored Obamacare? Because I do. They gamed the numbers given to the CBO by asking it to score the first 10 years of a bill that collected taxes for 10 years, but only started paying out benefits in the last 6 years. So on the basis of that little accounting trick, they spent months hectoring Republicans who refused to vote for the bill, saying they were against saving the taxpayers' money. Yeah, they'd be saving money by providing health care for all, especially the transgenders and the illegals. Now that both parts of Obamacare are in place, the money coming in, the money going out, how about asking the CBO to score the real Obamacare? Then, where are the hearings? The usual complaint with the Republicans is that they're all talk, no action. But when it comes to Obamacare, it's the reverse. They're all action and no talk. Have there been hearings? The Republicans seem to think the Tea Party did all the work for them, so why bother losing friends by holding hearings to demonstrate that what a catastrophe Obamacare is? But that's not how it works. The public needs to be educated on this. And apparently so do some of the members of Congress, having exempted themselves from experiencing Obamacare the way the rest of us do. Millions of people have been thrown off their insurance plans. Or they're getting the exact same plan they had in 2009 at 10 times the price. Or their so-called health insurance isn't accepted by any English-speaking doctors. You Republicans need to put faces to Americans being whipsawed by the astronomical premium along with the enormous deductible, all to pay for useless health insurance. What about those anguished doctors whose patients are only allowed to buy plans that no longer cover anything they actually need and can't pay the bill when emergencies force them to seek medical care anyway? And if Trump wants to win, he could look at medical malpractice reform. That would be a fix that will instantly cut at least 20% off the cost of everyone's health care. Now, notice, I'm not saying to do away with it, because medical misadventure is the third leading cause of death. But the whole country has been screaming for malpractice reform for decades. Democrats knew how repelled the public is by lawyers making millions of dollars from an obscene jury award, but their party is joined at the hip to the trial lawyers. They take 50% contingency fees off their lottery-style winnings. They've made health care not only a lot more expensive, but also unbelievably annoying. Patients are forced to take medicine that's bad for them, sit in a doctor's office waiting for pointless tests, all because the doctor doesn't want to get sued. They should have a gigantic photo of John Edwards on display throughout the hearings. The former North Carolina senator made more than $30 million pushing a theory that we now know was bogus science. It was as if all Edwards' legal victories depended on the earth being flat as a result of his since disproven claim that cerebral palsy was caused by a doctor's failure to perform a C-section. Getting pregnant now is more dangerous as doctors are forced to perform more of these riskier surgeries or stop delivering babies altogether. I mean, lawyers and PACs will spend gobs of money fighting any limits whatsoever on malpractice suits, but so what? They'll have a lot less money to spend against Republicans in the future, and even if the Republicans lose, the price of Democrats of going to bat for this, for the ambulance chases, is going to be hilarious. But if they're going to take decent health care reform off the table, maybe they could just at least entertain us with a little bit of making them jump through the flaming hoop. I don't know. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by writer David Kodria from Amalan.com, War on Guns blog, and everything else that publishes David's stuff. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.